Thank you, Mr. Chair. Allow me to contribute to the discussion on this segment, and then I would propose some general observations. Chairperson, the largest segment of the workforce are really a group of peasants and other people working in rural area, and they constitute a unit which cannot be counted one separate to the others. And we would refer to the report of advisory committee, which is the basis of this process of the UN declarations. And while adding that we are, while looking back to the food crisis that happened during 2007 and 2008, as a starting point, it is a clear fact that the failure on addressing hunger and poverty is the failure on the part of norm that is then and now still exists in our international norm system. So it's not only a mere policy failure. So when the Human Rights Council adopted resolutions on the right of, to food in 2011, on clear explanations to the process of anti-discrimination measure, so this is the step that just correct that the United Nations should take as a process. And I would also again to look into the conclusion which this study foster, and I think it is also relevant to look again into how this process starting from. And I quote, "A new international human rights instruments on the rights of peasants and other people working in rural area should be developed and adopted by the Human Rights Council. The declaration on the rights of peasants can be used, adopted by advisory committee, then was annexed in the study, can be used as a model. The new instrument developed by the Human Rights Council should recognize the rights enshrined in existing international instruments to increase coherence and visibility. It should also recognize new rights of peasants and other people working in rural area, such as the rights of right to land, seeds, and the means of productions. The elaboration of this instrument by the Human Rights Council, with the full participation of peasant farmers, smallholders, landless workers, fisher folk, hunters and gatherers, and all other stakeholders, represents one of the best ways to overcome centuries of discriminations against the most vulnerable groups working in rural areas. I thank you."